USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Breaking news as British Airways had to cancel over 100 flights and delay another 300 a short time ago because its computer systems crashed. Cancellations and delays fouling up plans for thousands of travelers at London's Heathrow and Gatwick airports, also impacting some Americans who are planning to travel on British Airways jets. President Trump has just left the White House, headed for El Paso and then Dayton, Ohio, where mass shootings occurred over the weekend. The ex-girlfriend of the shooter in the Dayton, Ohio incident says
he was interested in what makes terrible people do terrible things.
The Dayton shooter took his own life after police shot him, and in El Paso, the gunman there is said to be cooperating with investigators. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Well, it's that time of year. Parents are happy, kids and teachers not so much. And everybody's got to get used to new sleep patterns again. It's difficult to adjust to that unless you've got something that's going to really, really help you sleep good. And when parents are paying all this money for school supplies and such, wouldn't you like to know you're getting the best price ever on a MyPillow? That's right, the lowest price ever offered on the two-pack of premium pillows. You use my promo code USA and you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98, $34.99 per pillow, the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. You're never going to find it that price retail either. All the information, 60-day money-back guarantee. You don't like it, send it back. Go to MyPillow.com or call 1-800-951-8175 and save a bunch of money on a good night's sleep with a MyPillow.
Police say as many as 20 people were injured in a chaotic scene in Times Square last night as tourists and New Yorkers alike heard what they thought was gunfire and they started running for their lives. The injuries described as minor. The noise turned out to be a motorcycle backfiring, but people were on edge probably from the recent mass shootings in El Paso and Dayton. Author Toni Morrison, dead at 88, known for novels such as Beloved and Song of Solomon. She was the first black woman to receive the Nobel Literature Prize. Oprah Winfrey says of her,
her sense of confidence and self-assuredness and nobility is what impressed me the most.
Xbox gamers are playing again, but an outage kept them on the sidelines for almost 10 hours. Just before 5 p.m. Eastern Time yesterday, the outage began. That problem lasted until almost 2 a.m. today Eastern Time. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Another successful launch of a spacecraft by SpaceX. Here's more from USA Radio's Wendy King.
The Amos-17 communications satellite for the Israeli company Spacecom launched from Florida despite unfavorable weather. The Falcon 9 rocket lifted off at 7:23, a half an hour later than originally scheduled due to earlier rain and clouds in the area. It was launched from Cape Canaveral. Spacecom calls the Amos-17 the most advanced satellite designed for Africa. It also will cover parts of Europe and the Middle East. The Israeli satellite, which was built by Boeing, deployed into orbit about 31 minutes after liftoff. On Thursday, the neighboring Launch Complex 41 is set up for an early morning launch, carrying a U.S. Air Force communications satellite atop a United Launch Alliance Atlas V rocket. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
And the legal battle over the estate of the late Aretha Franklin has not come to an end yet. At a hearing in Michigan yesterday, a judge placed the Queen of Soul's estate under court-supervised administration and agreed to let a handwriting expert examine three wills supposedly left behind by the singer after her death nearly a year ago. Her four sons have already split $350,000 amongst themselves. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.